Chav Dalet through Lam Dalet. We're picking up with one more thing that we had discussed. So we'll outline the topics today and what we're going to be discussing. Number one is there are a couple more points about birth control pills in terms of Vestos. So I want to come back to that from yesterday's booklet. Today we're not going to even have our own booklet because what we're going to be discussing, almost everything can be found in the Shulchan Aruch. Sifim Chav Dalet, Chav Hei, and Chav Vav will be talking about the onset and conclusion of Vestos HaGuf. We haven't discussed, we've discussed a lot about Vestos HaGuf, but we haven't discussed the opening of when exactly you have to be Choshesh for Vestos HaGuf. And all those things are related to Vestos HaGuf. And then we're going to begin an entirely new topic, and that's the topic that we'll introduce. We'll give it the necessary background based on the Mishnah on Daf Zayin, and that is those women who don't have to be Choshesh for Vestos, and how do we prove that they don't have to be Choshesh Vestos, both textually as well as practically. When do those women not have to? And generally, those women fall into the category of young women, zkena, elderly women, muveres and meineket. Muveres and meineket, here I'll write in the Hebrew because it's a little bit easier. Muveres and meineket are topics that we discussed already in more detail previously, so we'll spend less time discussing that today. Also, we're going to have a very interesting entree to the basic kolam of Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva that appears in Sif Lamed Beis, and that's going to be discussing whether a woman can have two vestos of the same type within a short period of each other. So we're going to talk about double vestos, and that's in Sif Lamed Aleph. We'll discuss double vestos. Lamed Beis, thank you. By the way, that Sif is already going to begin from
Chav
Zayin, and it's going to go through Lamed Beis as well. It'll take us all the way through Lamed Aleph. So those are our four topics, Amir Tashem, for today. Okay, now in terms of birth control pills, a couple of points the Avrichim asked me afterwards that require 2 points, essentially, that we didn't address. One is more l'hagdol Torah l'adira, and the other is very, very practical. If you take a look, what we did not discuss in terms of birth control pills, and we're going to discuss it from last week's book from Rav Vosner on page Kuf Memches, is that at the end of the day we discussed, is birth control pills like the Radvaz's Shita? Is it similar? Is it different? The basic rules. What we didn't discuss is very, very practically, when a woman is taking birth control pills, when does she have to be Porush? In other words, whenever you say that the birth control pills have proven that it's okay, that you no longer take into account other Vestos. Okay, so now the woman's taking the pills. So let's say you go like Rav Vosner and Rav Nevenzal, and you say that the moment it proves its efficacy, you don't need 3 times, like Rav Karelitz has said, so then you could ignore the other Vestos. But when are you Poresh once the woman is taking the pill? So here, Rav Vosner spells this out. We just didn't read it in the Shir. Let's just take a look in Dibra Hamaskel v'Halochos Kadurim. That's halfway through the previous booklet. I would say 5 from the end, in Valokos Kadurim, page Kuf Mem Ches, it says Hilchos Nida on the top. It says Hilchos Nida.
That's number 11?
And number 12, in booklet number 12. Valokos Kadurim Lumnia Tavestos Gon Kalos Im Yodua Shemashpim Ein Tzarech Lachush. That's what we saw, that once it proves its efficacy, you don't have to worry. V'achas Shemashikos L'kachas Magia Vestos. In general, here Rav Osner is describing the Mitzvot. He says, in general, once she begins, Rav Tzvi, help us out over here if there is anything that's not correct. Once she begins stopping taking the pills that provide the hormones, and she takes a placebo pill. No, sometimes she doesn't stop. She'll just continue taking a different, what the woman might just know is a different color pill, but that's a placebo pill. It doesn't have the necessary hormones. So then, magia aveses acher beis v'gimel yamim. So then her period usually comes 2 or 3 days afterwards. Vada yesh lachosh me'oz. So technically, says Rav Ozner, if that's all we knew, so then you have to be choshesh from that period. However, he spells out a little bit more. V'chein b'kadurim l'sidur haveses uposekes l'kachtam, da'regilus sheroa acher kamayamim. In general, she sees after that period of time. But, ela d'im harofim omrim, shemagia acher gimel yamim, if the last pill that she takes that has the hormones that are pushing off her period, she stopped to take them, which means that her period is going to come soon, muteres shtei yamim. Rav Ozner concludes she's mutter the first 2 days. V'chein kai gavna tifrosh lepachos me'es la'es kodem as matcha rofim omrim shederach adam lavo. So the conclusion is that she has to be poresh 12 hours prior to when the doctor thinks it's likely that her period is going to begin. Okay? So that's the bottom line. In terms of what the Talmidim had asked me afterwards, we had not read these lines in Rav Ozner's Psak. That's Rav Ozner's approach. Take a look. Rav Savolovsky has a slightly different nusach in the sefer that was put out in Yar Yeshiva. I found that this formulation was quite clear, so it seems to be quite mistaber. So this is the way it goes. That when the doctor says 12 hours prior, that's going to be the chiyuv prisha samuch levetta. One more thing, lahagdil toru lahadira. Let's remind ourselves, why are we discussing birth control pills now? Why are we discussing it now? Because of where we're up to in Shulchan Aruch. We're up to Sif Chav Dalet. What's prior to Sif Chav Dalet? Sif Chav Gimel, and Chav Gimel has Achla Shum. So Achla Shum was the source for birth control pills. That's possible to have something that's an exterior thing, but at the same time, if what's happening is an internal change, so then we paskin that the Vestos work. By the way, what we just said from Rav Ozner, also I gave you the Marmakom in the front of the booklet, the Darchei Tahara, which is a beautiful, beautiful sefer, by Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Darchei Tahara is an excellent, excellent sefer. For Sfardim, it's a fantastic sefer for Psak. Also, he was one of the first that I found when I was looking into years and years ago, you know, Sfarim that we're discussing, birth control pills. He was the first one that I found that was very, very clear in his Hadracha. Basically, everything that we said from Rav Ozner, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu says as well. But here I have a little bit of a tzarechi in Lahagdil Toru Ladira. Does the Mechaber Paskin, the Achlashum, create the Vesas or not? So Achlashum is not mentioned in the Mechaber, right? It's only mentioned in the Ramah. It's only mentioned in the Ramah. So Achla Shum is the best case that we have in the Gemara of someone that takes something that's exterior, but also is an interior change as well. In contrast, of course, to Kvitzos, which is entirely an exterior change, as we've spoken about in the past. So therefore, even though the Sfardic Poskim, like Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, brings down that birth control pills does create a Vesas, and basically what we said from Rav Ozner also appears in Rav Mordechai Eliyahu's Sefer, but at the end of the day, a little bit of a Tzarech Iyun, what's the source in Shulchan Aruch? Because in Shulchan Aruch, what are all the examples, according to the Mechaber, of a regulated period? That's only something that's internal, not something that is external. So you have to say, and Tosus might allude to this, on the daf that we saw previously, Tosus might be alluding to this, in Dibar Maskel Achla Shum, on Samach Gimel Amebeis, you have to say that even those who disagree, who hold that Achla Shum is not enough to be considered an interior change, something like birth control pills, where clearly it's not a food which causes a change, but the whole mahus is the hormones, if you will, it's the chefs of the hormones themselves. So then, even then, we would say that even though Achla Shum is not enough of an internal change, but pills qualify as an internal change. But I didn't see anybody raise this. La'agil toru la'adira. It's something that needs to be refined. Okay. You guys want to stay here for a while, huh? Just say the Gemara. Go ahead. I don't mind. It's going to take a while, though. Go ahead.
To clarify,
I love learning with you guys. Go ahead.
To clarify what Rav Osner said, so if the Rofa doesn't tell you when he expects the period to come, so she's Poresh just Beis and Gemel. Just Beis and Gemel.
If
the Rofa doesn't say anything and when her period is going to come,
correct.
So the second and third day of her taking the placebo, she's out. If the Rofa says that it's supposed to come on, let's say, the fourth day, so he has to be Poresh 12 hours before.
Before.
So what does it mean 12 hours? Are we saying Ona? Like,
yeah.
So Shalos Zmanio. It's not actually 12.
Correct.
And let's say he says it's going to come on the second day or third day.
It is interesting that Rav Osner's lashon is me eis la eis, right? He doesn't say an ona.
It says 24 hours, no?
That's me eis la eis. No, so, well, Yonatan's pointing out that the Pashas is, he's saying not only 12 hours, he's saying 24 hours prior.
And that'd make a little bit more sense. 'Cause the doctor Jen's like, oh, you're going to get your period 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
third day, and they should be like, you're going to stay on the third day.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
being
mm-hmm.
cautious, he's going to say that whole day.
Rav Yonatan wants to tighten it. If the doctor says that it'll be 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday, then she already has to be Poresh from 3 o'clock on Monday. 3 o'clock on Monday.
What does everything? From his
words. I need to think about more. No, from his words is mashma like you're saying. Correct. I thought in general the minig was to be parish 12 hours before, but you're right, from his words is mashma 24. Yes, Yisra.
Just to the case, the first stage when she took it initially, her Rav Osner says that the next time she needs to be parish for how long? Without a
rope, he says. Then, if the moment in which she stops, so then we already have to be concerned that her period is going to start. But generally, almost nowadays, the rope is always in the picture because it's not only if she spoke to a doctor, it's going
so
to
she
be.
She would have to be Poresh from one. Then.
The moment she's, if there's a doctor, there's no doctor. She'd have to be Poresh immediately because immediately from that time. Yeah, but what I'm saying is that's not relevant today. Immediately from the moment that she stops, but that's not relevant today, because the box itself is going to say which is doctors who are speaking. They'll say that their period generally starts 2 or 3 days afterwards. So that really it almost doesn't take place. That metzius will not take place. Yes, Avi.
But just also to clarify, that would also be assuming that she doesn't already have a regular. If it's going to come like 3 days later and it's happening 3 months in a row, she knows it's coming 3 days later.
If she created a Vesas Kavua, yes. Nachon. Yeah. Avi's pointing out that if she created a Vesas Kavua, then in such a case then you have to be Choshesh like a Vesas Kavua. Here the point is, even without a Vesas Kavua, then that's the halacha. Correct. Okay. Let's begin Beis Hashem Sif Chav Dalet. Okay. Says the Mechaber. Now what we're going to be discussing is how we look at Vestos Haguf, in terms of the beginning, the onset, and the conclusion of the Chshash for her Vestos. Says the Mechaber, V'chulam ein choshishim lahem el l'shaitan. In general, we're choshish only for that particular time. Ketzad, ha'isa regila liros im haskolas ha-Vestos. So we're talking about a woman that yawns. So she sees at the beginning of the yawn, miyada sura calls man hamshachas avesas. So then she's going to be usher the entire hemshach of the vesas. Haisa regila liros besofo. But if she sees at the end, in other words, a woman who sees at the end of her period of when she's yawning. Remember, we've discussed in the past that the yawning takes an extended period of time. It's not something that happens in one shot. She yawns quite a few times. So what happens if she only sees blood towards the end of the series of yawning? Eina asura ela besofa. So then she's only asur at the end of her yawning. Bamedvar mamurim. When do we say this? Bizman shekol hari'iya muvlas betol chaveses. That's only if she sees blood only when she's yawning. Avol im ein kol hari'iya muvlas betol chaveses elanim sheches gam achar aveses asura mitchilas aveses ad sof. Ona achas. Then in such a case, she's going to be osur after the veses through the end of that ona. So let's say you have a woman who begins to yawn on the 20th day. She yawns. Let's say it happens to be it's on the 20th of the month. And she begins to bleed, but she begins to bleed into the night of the 21st. So says the Mechaber, in such a case, then she's asur from the time that she begins to yawn through the entire night of the 21st. Through the entire night of the 21st. Now, the Gra, just a second, the Gra asks the following kasha. The Gra asks like this. The Gra says, wait a second. So, in general, let's just repeat the whole Mechaber. Just make sure the entire Mechaber is clear, from the beginning to the end. In general, she's only usher the time that she normally sees during her vestas, which means if she always sees only at the end of the yawns, she's only usher during the period of the end of the yawns. If she sees from the beginning to the end of the yawns, she's going to be usher from the beginning to the end of the yawns. What happens if she continues after the yawn? So then in such a case, then she's going to be usher through into the next day, up until that day ends, at sofa ona, until the end of ona achas, until the end of the 12-hour period. So, again, if she sees during the time of the yawning, she's out there only during the time of the yawning. Once the bleeding extends past that, she's out there at sofa ona achas, which would mean that it's possible when it comes to a vesas haguf for a woman to be usher for longer than a 12-hour period. She's going to be usher from when? She's going to be usher from the moment she starts yawning through the end of the next ona of the night. Asks the Gra the following kasha. The Gra asks, Ayin le'il simin kuf pei dalet sif hei v'tzarech yun. What's that kasha? If you look back in kuf pei dalet hei, what did we say? We always look at the first the Tchilas HaVesas. We only focus at the Tchilas HaVesas. So in this case, why is it that we're saying she's going to be usher the entire night? This is day, and this is night. When does she yawn that she sees? She yawns over here. Her yawning is over here. Okay. So it began in the day. The halach is that she's going to be usher as well a little bit into the night. But what was the tchilas haveses? Tchilas haveses is a day. Fine. She'll be usher the beginning of the night. But why is she going to be usher the whole night? That's the Gra's tzarech iyun. Now it turns out that this kasha, the Gra, some of you might have it in your Shulchan Aruch, this kasha, the Gra, is already addressed in the Sefer Nefesh, Balei Nefesh of the Ravid, and I'll just read you, I jotted down the lashon of the Balei Nefesh. The Balei Nefesh writes, Va'afa gav de'achrenu le'il, the baser tchilas ri'ya zlinan, even though we say you go baser tchilas ri'ya, v'hani mili b'shtei onos. And that he answers, is only with two onos. In other words, when you have a woman that normally either sees during the day or she sees during the night. In other words, when it comes to everything but a vesas haguf, it's defined by 12-hour periods. So there, you go tchilas hariyah of the day or you go after the night. However, over here, aval hacha, tocha vesas v'achar vesas chada onahi. Over here, the yawning is all considered one ona. We don't go after 12-hour periods. And therefore, the yawning itself is considered one ona into the night. It's considered one ona. And then it's going to be different. V'kiva de pashu riyasa l'achar aveses kule yoma min aveses ve'elech mitzra. Then she's going to be usher the entire night. There were a couple of questions. Yes?
What's the spot for here that she should have to be correct from the beginning of the vest itself? Meaning have her be the whole ona afterwards if it continued outside, but why not still have her be like Parasha from just when she began to saw, the Sobona. She always saw Sobona. Sova Vesta.
She began to the Sova Vesta.
She keeps
right.
Every time she sees Sova Vesta.
So then
just be Parasha means Sova
Vesta. Isn't the halacha is that we always go Baser Tchilas HaVesta.
Right.
Baser Tchilas HaRi'iyah.
But
If it was all the
same,
Avolim Enkel Arviya Muvlas Besochaveses Elenim Sheches Gam Acharaveses Asur. Oh, you're asking Asur Mitzchilas Haveses Asof Ona Achas. Why is it from the beginning? It should be at the end. So that to me is not so clear what's the correct way to read the Mechaber. I understand what you're bothered by. I think that there's two ways to read the Mechaber. When the Mechaber says Mitzchilas Haveses, is he talking about a woman who only sees Besof Haveses? Or is he talking now about a woman who sees Mitzchilas Haveses all the way past the previous Re'iyah? Yeah, well, let's talk about it afterwards in the Beis Medrash. I follow what you're bothered by. If you read the Mechaber the way you did, then you have a good Kasha. If you read the Mechaber differently, then there might be no Kasha. Yes, you saw.
You know the answer for why she has to be out there throughout the night for the additional ona, so to speak. The Vesta Goof ends in the middle of the night, so I don't understand. You're saying the Vesta Goof is its own ona, then why would she continue to be poish?
Because the moment in which she continues to see more than the yawn, you now have to be choshesh for the next 12-hour period. The question here is, but don't we generally go after Tchilas Haveses, and Tchilas Haveses was the daytime? That's the question. So on that, we say that we don't go after Tchilas Haveses when we're talking about Vestos Haguf.
Right, because you're saying, because in general we would go by 12 hours, but here
we don't.
It
correct.
Apply.
Correct.
No, so I'm sorry.
And therefore her Re'iyah went in past her yawning. In this case, she also saw over here. But the question is, why don't we stop at the moment that she always stops? Why do we say that the whole night is going to be up, sir? That's what we're addressing. Yeah? So the answer is that when it comes to the halacha of Tchilas Re'iyah is only when you're looking at an ona of 12-hour period. The moment in which you're no longer looking at an ona of 12-hour period, the halacha of Tchilas Re'iyah doesn't apply. That's the what the Balei Nefesh. Oh, what's the Svara? If we would do Svaras, we'd be here for a very, very long time. Einachanami. That's fascinating what the Svara of the Ravid would be. Yeah, Yisrael.
Well, why is the question on Tchilas Re'iyah or not? Isn't it that the case in Kuf Bei Daled Hey is that it goes past the spring, it continues into the next day.
Right.
So here, the fact that if we say it continues, why
now, you want to learn the Gruz Kasha is a different Kasha.
Right, not on the Tchilas Re'iyah, but on the fact that here, what we say, if we go back the day before...
I was Mesupik like you, and I'm understanding the way the Mefarshe HaGra understood the Kasha. I also wasn't sure if the Gruz Kasha was like the way you're saying, or... I looked it up, and that's how Noz V'Hadar their Mazbir the Kasha. The Gruz Kasha, the way we just said it. But you're right. You could read the Gruz Kasha differently as well. Yafeh, nachon, that's true. Yes, Yonatan.
What happens if she started bleeding before the Vesta started? Before she started yawning, she bled half an hour before, and then she started yawning.
Right.
And that would kind of make sense in the Svara that we said before.
Oh, that's l'chura, a very hard case to understand. That a woman, in other words, that why is that a Vesta? The Shacharis is such a case. Yeah, that's okay. I'd rather leave that to your to the side for now. In Echanam, that will create complicated variables over here. Nachon. What's that? You want to give a Svara to respond to Rafi's question? Yeah.
You can go according to yawning as long as the Re'iyah and Dam is only during the yawning. But once the Re'iyah extends itself without the yawning into a certain period, a certain ona, then it also becomes already an ona. So therefore, it will take the whole ona. The beginning, we just related to the yawn. That's how we start from when she started yawning. But as she's extending her period of Re'iyah, then also we treat that ona as also ona of Re'iyah.
No, he's saying that what happens is, according to Halacha, is that two things are now become her ona saveses. Number one is the onset of her Vestas Haguf. Number two is the 12-hour period. And it becomes, according to the Ravid, a double Vestas. One being the Zman Hanim Sheches of the Vestas Haguf, number one. And number two is the 12-hour period. So it's a little bit mechudash. It's interesting. Okay. Chavav. Now we just come one more klal about Veses Haguf, and then we'll begin the new sugya. Says the Mechaber. Kafeh. Yashikach. Im echol me'elu bol ezman yedua. This is straightforward. Od vade asura kol onas haveses kmo veses yamim greda. If, however, we're talking about a veses that is connected to the day, so then a veses hamurkav, and it comes at a particular time, so then the zman ha'iser is like every veses yamim, and that means the 12-hour period is going to be asur. Sifcha vav. Kishem shechoshesh leveses hayomim pam achas, kach choshesh leveses haguf bepam achas. Just like we've had a rule that when it comes to veses hachodesh, that after one time you have to be choshesh for the veses the next month, the same applies when it comes to veses haguf, which means that if she jumps and she sees, so that means that next time she jumps, you have to be choshesh that she's going to see. Actually, again, jumping is not the best example. Yawning is a better example, because that's a machloket. So when she yawns, so then you have to be choshesh. Ketzat, hoitzim efaheket pam achat v'rasa, kishetipot pam acheres choshesh eslo. So then you have to be choshesh. Ukeshem shevetas hayom shein kavua nekar bepam achas. And just like a vetas hayom that's not kavua, you be okeret once. In other words, if she sees normally on the 20th, the next month, she sees once on the 20th. Next month, she doesn't see on the 20th, you don't have to be choshesh. So too here, if she yawns once and she doesn't see, you don't have to be choshesh. Shafilu rasa shtei pam liyom liyodua. Imegiya zman shlishi velo rasa neker legamri. If the third time it comes and she doesn't see, so even if she saw twice when she yawned, so then it's entirely uprooted. Kenu veses haguf, the same applies to veses haguf as we have delineated. Ukeshem sheves hayom hakavua b'shalosh pa'am tzricha hakara shalosh pa'amim ubedika, just like when it comes to once a woman has a veses kavua, so then you need three times to uproot it, and you need to do a bedika. Derech agav, from here is mashma, like the lenient positions who say the veses she'eino kavua doesn't need a bedika, right? Or Rebulik Shita. Kachu veses hakavua beguf. How you ochre mishiyikre mikre velotire haya mikre zman yedua ain a nikre elam came ba mikre shalosh pam bizmano velorasa. It has to come at that particular time. Avol mikre levado zman levado shalorasa b'em ainu neka, which means that in order to be ochre a veses hamurkav, it has to be, let's say the veses hamurkav is that she sees on the 20th day when she yawns. So you need both the 20th day and the yawning, and she doesn't see. Otherwise, you haven't uprooted a veses. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, this is straightforward. We now begin the next sugya that will take us mostly through the end of the simen, and that, of course, is based on a Mishnah on Daf Zayin. We mentioned this Mishnah in the past. The Mishnah tells us that there are four women who are different in terms of the rule of Dayun Shaita. The Arba Noshim, when it comes to these four women, they are a tinokes. Here the Mishnah refers to it as a basula, a muberes, meineka, uzakena. So these four women are different for two halachas. Number one, in the time of Chazal, if they would see blood, so then we would say that a normal woman, you have to be choshesh, she saw blood in the last day. Not that she found it now, but she already saw it within a 24 or 12-hour period. However, when it comes to these four women, we say dayan shaita, any taras that they came in contact with are tahar. And there's another nafkamina. And the other nafkamina is in terms of whether we believe that we have to be concerned her period is going to come. That these four women, we don't have to be concerned their period is going to come. Essentially, what that means is you don't have to be choshesh for her veses. The fact that she bled is not proof that she is a roa dam. And what we're going to discuss, particularly in an intricate case in Tinokes, and we'll see similar cases in regards to Zakena as well, is a woman who seems to be challenging the basic rule. For every rule, there are exceptions. There are women who, despite the fact that she is a Tinokes or she's a Zakena, who still sees blood. And she could be predictable. So for these women, so then we need to decide when does she have a status. I guess the topic, of course, the best Hebrew words to use is Mesulekes Damim. When do we consider these women to be Mesulekes Damim or not? So that is Mishnah Zayin. All those lists on the third topic is the topic of Mesulekes Damim. So says the Mechaber in Sif Chav Zayin. The Mechaber introduces us to the background of the Mechaber's Halacha is a very complex Gemara on Daf Tes Amud Beis. We're going to do that Gemara through the eyes of the Mechaber, try to map it out together, and make some important points as we're mapping it out on the board, and then discuss the particular halacha of Tinokas. Now what we're going to see is that this example of the Gemara does not only apply to Tinokas. So we're going to go slowly through this to make sure we have it clear, because this halacha will apply to Zakena as well. It's not only halacha in regards to Tinokas, but it applies to Zakena as well.
Not
necessarily. Let's try to focus now on Tinokas and Zakena. Says the Mechaber, Tinokas shelo higia zman aliros. Vihi ktana shelo higia liyimei hanu'urim. So she's a ktana that hasn't reached the normal age of puberty. Afilu evia shtei se'aros, so even if she has pubic hair, v'chein, and vice versa. Afilu higia liyimei hanu'urim imbat kuva v'lo evia shtei se'aros. Hi kovas veses kishar nashim. She has a vesas. She could acquire the notion of vesas like other women. Bishalosh ri'iyos. Bishara vestos. When it comes to most vestos, three ri'iyos. So this is the basic rule of thumb. There are a bunch of steps over here. Number one, when we're talking about a tinokas, is that three ri'iyos, so then she's kishar nashim. She's already like shar nashim once she has these three ri'iyos. Now, we're talking about a girl who's had these three ri'iyos. So, she has her ri'iyos from Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. So she's had three ri'iyos, and she now shows that she's like Shar Nashim. B'sholosh ri'iyos b'shar vestos u'bar bo b'vestos aflogos. Ella, however, she is hefresh beinol gdola. There's a fundamental difference between her and gdola. In other words, even when she shows she's a gdola, she's not entirely a gdola. There's a difference. She'af alpi shehuchzuka roa v'kavalo veses. So even though she's seen. So this is step number two. Even if we have a woman who's seen these three times, nevertheless, it's possible for it to be shown to be an aberration. It's possible it's an aberration. In Paska, Shalosh Onos Beninis, if she hasn't seen three times.
Hasn't seen over 90 days, no? Shalosh Onos Beninis?
Three times of an Ona, Beninis. So what does that mean? Comes 30 days later of Tammuz, she doesn't see. Comes 30 days later of Av, and she doesn't see. Comes 30 days of Elul, and she doesn't see. So what we're going to work with now, correct? We're saying the same thing, right? What we're going to work with now is, green is when she doesn't see, Dam Yorok is Tahar, that will be our next simon. Eye blue is also Yorok, okay, Sarachim. But, so blue is going to be that, those are her Re'iyos, and the discussion of blue, that we'll see, that blue is actually spelled out. As being Yarok, so blue is her Riyah. So now she hasn't seen three times. So this is all Mefurish in the Gemara. In Paska Shalosh Onos Beinis, Shem Tishim Yom V'lo Rasa, Eina Choshesheth Levesta Rishon Klal, V'chazur Likad Musa. Then she goes back to her original state. Now, notice over here, as Yonatan alluded to, we don't need to pass her three Vesta. Whatever her vestos were, as long as you have 90 days, by the way, mikan mashma ona beninus is what? 30 days, right? 30 plus 30 plus 30. It's 90 days. Once these 90 days pass, so then the halacha is that we're no longer choshesh. The chazal the kamosa, now she goes back to her original state. Now, the Gemara now asks the following kasha. The Gemara asks, what happens if she then goes back, Hazar Chazia Ba'onos, the Gemara says on the top of Yud Amal. What happens if she again sees on Tishrei? Let's continue on. Says the Mechaber, V'achilu chazor liras ba'osan ona shayse lemuda liras behen. Even if she saw, not only did she see again, but she saw at the same time of her previous vessels. Eina choshesheth, you don't have to be choshesh, ad shetachta v'tik be'enu shalosh pamim, until she is chozer and koveya three times, v'fisha eina bad damim, because she already has been proven as someone who doesn't plead. V'nizgale shedom harishon mikraya. So once you have these three green, it knocks out any significance of what happened Nisan Iyar Sivan, and therefore she needs to be koveya shalosh pamim. What does that mean to be koveya? Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. These need to be kavua. In other words, what she needs to do is see three times at a kavua time. The 20th of the month, Rosh Chodesh, whatever that might be. Now, this is the basic halacha. This is the Gemara in the Maskana, one of the hardest Gemaras in Nida to read. A very, very, very difficult Gemara. Thanks to the Mechaber, we're able to summarize this Gemara this way. Now the Mechaber gets a little bit more complicated. Now, Rabotai, notice what happened over here. You have a Re'iyah of Nisan and Sivan. This is how many days? 90 days, right? Correct? 90 days. How many days were here? 90 days. How many days were here? Could be 90 days, right? Says the Mechaber, a wild case.
Isn't that
89
days?
All right. Let's go in 90 days right now, okay? Eina chanami. It depends. But everybody, you have the basic idea over here. It's 90 days over here, okay? Lefichach, there's nothing wrong. That's you're supposed to ask. I just don't want to be miachis to it right now. Lefichach, says the Mechaber, Re'iya Rishona, Shemimena Hitzchila. The first Re'iya from Nisan to Sivan, Mitzdarefes L'Sholosh Re'iyos Achronos, could join to the last Re'iyos, V'nimtzu arba re'iyos v'shalosh haflogos b'neim mitishin letishin. So if you have Nisan to Sivan being 90, leaving Yonatan's technical question, you'll have to work it out. It's got to be 90 days. If it's not 90 days, it's not going to work. But it depends. Mole and chaser, etc., etc. But let's just go with that right now. So here you've got one haflogah, and look at this brilliant move. And here you've got another haflaga. That's haflaga number two. Right? Maskin?
No. The first is.
What's
first
that?
One, six, the first is 33.
30, okay. So wait, so how are we going to do this?
But I thought
in between each one after Sivan, she missed three onos and saw.
If you, in a case that we're. Okay, now. Tov. Nachon. Well, we could do it another way. We could also do it another way. I mean, there are different shittos in the Gemara. We could learn over here that there was Tammuz. Okay? We could do it that way also. And then there was 90 over here. And then there's a break of 3, and then you have 90. The bottom line is...
Let's just, for
a second... Let me just give you the construct, and then we'll draw it out on the board. Just a second. If we constructed a case in which there was a haflaga of 90 in between every single re'iyah, so then in such a case, even if you had a break like this, let's keep this a break of Tammuz Avanel, okay? Even if you had a break of 90 over here, but there was a re'iyah between... There was a re'iyah between these three. The Hainu, Sivan to Tammuz, let's just do this, is 30. Here there's 30, and here there's 30. And then, on Elul, there's a re'iyah. Okay? So on Elul, if you have a re'iyah, so now you've got, in this haflaga, you have a haflaga of 90. Okay? You have a flog of 90.
Last time you saw a sivan in Rebbe's example?
Wait, that's going to let us a second. Okay? If you have a flog of 90, then it's possible to use the break also as creating the haflaga. Okay? So even though during this period of time was the time that she was oker her status as a roa, nevertheless, you have intervals of 90. Now, how are we going to draw out the intervals of 90? That we could do Beis Hashem shortly. If you want to do it now, we could also do it in the Beis Medrash. But that's what the Mechaber is saying. Let's read in the Mechaber, and then if you want, we could cheshbon it out again. Says the Mechaber, Lefichach, therefore, Re'iya Rishona, the first Re'iya, if there's a haplaga of 90 days between them, okay, Shemimena Hischila, Mitzarefes L'Sholosh Re'iyos HaAchronos, it could join to the last Re'iyos, V'nimtza Arba Re'iyos V'Sholosh HaPlagas B'nei Mitishon L'Tishon. Now, there are different opinions how you draw out the 90. But right now, that's less important for me now. How are you going to draw out the 90? We could do it shortly if you like. But at the end of the day, the Mechaber is saying like this, that even though the woman started out, she had a chazaka of someone, of a woman that's being roed. Forget about 90 for a second. Just forget about the chazaka of 90. She was maxing herself as a roa. She stopped. Seeing? Okay? She has another. But in between, you have another haflagas of 90. So then you could join all of those 90 haflagas to be koveya of etzes. That's the yisod that the Mechaber is telling us. Let's read in the words, and then if you want, we could try to draw it out together. Lefichach. Re'iya Rishona Shemimena Hischila Mitzarefes L'Sholosh Re'iyos HaAchronos. That first Re'iya that she started with is Mitzarefes to the later Re'iyos. V'nimtza Arba Re'iyos V'Sholosh HaFlagos B'neim. So you have four Re'iyos and three HaFlagos Mitishon Latishim. And that will be enough to be Koveya of Eses. Let me just then make one more point. And then let's finish the Mechaber, and then let me take, Michael, what you want to ask. Aval, im pichsa ohusira, shelo hayu re'iyos mechuvanos, but if the re'iyos are either more or less, ozi efshalu rishonos litzdares, then the first 90 is not going to join, va'ad shetira arba re'iyos mechuvanos, ene kavua vesas haflaga, and until then, she won't be kovea vesas haflaga. So let's say, if from Nisan to Sivan was 88, and this was 90, so then you're not going to be able to join Nisan to Sivan. Or, if this was 88, then you're not going to be able to join this with the next one that's 90. So at the end of the day, they're going to have to be consistent. Now, how we draw that out, we could work on shortly. Yes?
Just in terms of understanding what I think Rebbe wants us to get from the first part of the Chagash, that even though we were Ma'akir, her best in theory, if she started seeing again after the Akira, then we could bring it back. Correct.
You could bring it back, and the woman will be able to be Koveya Veses. Now, normally the way she'd be Koveya Veses is that we would forget about everything that happened before, and we would see what her vessus is going on. However, what the Mechaber is emphasizing is that there are sometimes a flaga that's of 90 days that existed from the first that can continue even during the break, because the break is a 3-month period, so you could also have 90 days. That's what the Mechaber is bringing out. How many people would want to work it out on the board together? How many you would like to try to work it out on the board? Let's go. Okay. So first of all,
why is Rebbe doing what he's doing there at the beginning? According to what Aziz Hawaii says in Mechaber,
we're going
to
need one more month.
Yeah, so because
this is 30 days,
right.
This is 30 days.
So all he needs though is just that last month of when she saw three times in a row from the Zekat Roa. That's going to be number one of counting that he needs.
Okay, so let's draw this part out. Let's draw this part out. So we have Adar. Adar needs to Nisan.
Can I draw it in the middle of the board?
Third. I apologize. You can't see that? All right, so let's start again, and the way it'll be easier.
I think the case might be a little bit different.
There are different shitas of how to but let's just try it this way. Let's at least come up with one working shot. There are a few different shitas how to be masver the Gemara. So let's try this way. You have Adar, Nisan, Iyar. Okay, so this.
She's Roa.
She's Roa. Blue is Roa. So just to make sure we've got our numbers. This is 30, this is 30. And now you have Sivan, right? This is our plug of 30, but this is our plug of 30. The problem here is that we're only going to have 60.
She doesn't need to have an plug of there. All she needs is
she
looks like a Roa. And ER will count as the first Riyah after she'll now be.
Okay, so I was trying to create a situation where the first haplug was already 90. Okay, but let's
it'll be that way.
Okay. Not necessarily. Okay, now she's not Roa. She goes to Sivan. Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz. Ah. Okay.
Then she sees Elul.
So now she sees on Elul.
That's her first Haplaga, but Iyar is getting
in between
Iyar
and Elul, there are 90 days. That's
right.
the first
90
days.
This is going to be our first Haplaga. 30.
That's
120. No, that's 120. Av is going to be 30. ER to Sivan is 30. Sivan to Tamil.
Aleph ER and Aleph El.
That's 120. 30,
no,
16, Aleph El. 90.
Aleph El. The first two.
She's seen Av.
No, you.
And Aleph El.
Aleph. No, but the problem here is the way we're drawing it out now. The problem is that this is 120. That this you don't have a plug of 90.
She sees an av.
But she sees an av.
No, but you need a plug of 90. You need a plug of 90.
First of L, the last
so
of
av. You're going to need a plug of 90. So in order to get a plug of 90, it must be that Sivan, Tammuz, and Av, they all have to be Zmanim that she didn't see. Because you're going to need... For the mechaber to work, you're going to need 30. You need 3 on them. So you need 30 over here. You need 30 over here. And you need 30 over here. Okay? So this is going to be a gap of 90 days when she didn't see, and then she sees on L. Okay? So now our goal is to create, what we need to do is create a hafluga of 90 days. We need to create our plug in 90 days. So how are we going to do that? What's that? But where, okay. So now she misses, now this is a machlokas rishon, okay? But let's do it your way. She misses Tishrei, Cheshvan, and Kislev. And so now what she has is in Teves, she now has a Re'iyah. So now this is a clear Hafluga of 90 days.
It's not.
No, she sees on Kislev.
No, that'd be 61 days.
No, this is
Rebbe
30.
Was right the first time.
It's not. That's why I said off.
Sure,
so this is going to be 90 days.
That's why I said off. Also,
if she sees Aleph Kislev, 60 days have passed.
What's that?
We are assuming that every Re'iyah is not out.
Correct.
So if you do Aleph Kislev, then 61 days have passed.
No, Aleph is 30 days.
Aleph is 30 days.
I'm sorry. I hear
that's
so why now
it,
you have
to move over also, because we just did, that was the same. That's why I said she saw an Av the first time.
Why don't we just do it the way the baby
yeah, but if she saw an Av, that what we're
then
going to do
90.
Is going to
at
get 30 stuck.
30 days after ER, 30 days after Nisan, 30 days after Tammuz.
Okay, I hear.
She saw an Av and Cheshvan.
Yeah. Sorry.
Right, okay.
You want to say that she saw an Av?
That's 90 days after the first of Iyar.
She saw an Av?
She didn't see an Elo.
Right, didn't see Elo. She saw
and she saw an Cheshvan.
Cheshvan.
Okay.
Elo.
Sorry, my bad.
And then in... And then in Cheshvan. Yeah. So this is 90.
Yeah.
This is 90.
They're both
90. This is 90. And this... From ER to Sivan, where's Av?
30.
So then we have 90 over here. And then we're going to see again a break of 90 days.
Yeah,
or
another
break.
And then another
break.
Oh, yes.
Right. And
so
then
we don't
Tishron, Cheshvan,
Kislev,
Teves,
and
then she'll see in Shvat.
Yeah.
So that's how we're going to have. That's how we're going to have 90.
So what? Because we're combining ER. Because
okay.
We're combining ER.
So we combine ER. So now these are three haplagos.
That's you have kavua.
These are three haplagos, and we need four re'ios for haplaga.
You have it.
So then we have it. So then, what we're using now? By the way, some spell out that you don't even know need to go to Cheshvan. Some will say to kiss to Shvat. Excuse me. Some will say that if you have already the Re'iyah, and that's what it sounds like from the Mechaber, because the Mechaber spoke about that she had a Re'iyah even before. So your counting says the Mechaber, the first Re'iyah. The simple reading of the Mechaber is that what's right before Adar Shvat, right? The simple reading of the Mechaber is that what happened was
Rabbi the Bishus, they said that one can't say that. And the
just a second. 30 and 60. So we have Shvat Adar. Adar is 30 with Nisan. Right. So that if you have 30, 60, 90.
Did she see an Adar Nisan?
What's that?
Did she see an Adar Nisan?
Yes. So
but to feel that it's a mikra, just found out it's a mikra.
So then,
no,
the simple reason. Because the Mechaber said, what was the Mechaber's Lashon? Rasa shalo the lefichach riya rishona shemimena hischila mitzarefes l'shalosh riyas. The mechaber says that the first riya already counts. So the mechaber sounds like that we were talking about that we're counting this one as the first haplaga. This is the second, and this is the third. What's that?
The first of the haplaga of 30.
Well, but you could look at it two ways.
Why? You see every month that.
Yeah, but at the same time, we now see that she has a plug of 90. That's right. That's the simple reading of the Mechaber. But either way, Yashikot Nevra, either way, we have our haplagos. Either you're starting from ER, or it would seem to me that the simple reading of the Mechaber is that you're starting with Shvat. Shvat to Adar 30 days, Adar to Nisan 30 days, Nisan to Iyar. So then you have Aflaga 90, 1, 2, 3 Aflagas, 4 years. Or the way the Talmidim were presenting it was that you go from Iyar to Av, Av to Cheshvan, and then Cheshvan to Shvat with Aflaga.
The Mechaber says Lodali. The Mechaber says Hitchila Lodali. Most Tfusim, at least it says in mine, have Aflaga. The most Tfusim have Lodali, Hitchila Lodali. Maybe Rebbe doesn't have it, but I do.
Where are you?
Lefika.
Re'ir Rishana Shemimena Hitchila.
Ladali.
That by me it's in tiny parentheses.
Tiny parentheses.
Yeah. Okay.
For me it's in big parentheses.
Okay. If you look in the Shiras, what's that excellent book that was does great Sikkum? Shiras Hayam. So they have both possibilities up there. In Shiras Hayam they have both possibilities. Okay. So either way, this Bezer Hashem is the haplaga of 90. Either you start again from here, or we do it the other way. Now let's get back to the poskim. Now there's a fundamental, again, this is lahagdil Torah la'adira in the sense that, let's just in terms of halacha l'maisa, this doesn't happen very often, right? In other words, A, this is a wild case. B is this doesn't come up because, unfortunately, we're not Osik Betaharos, so we don't need to cheshvan our daughter's vestas, right? And when it comes to time, then one would have to be choshish one's daughter's vestas. Now, there is a fascinating question. We spoke about a case where Kovev. What's more likely is not the case in which she's Kovev. But rather, she started to see again in Elul Tishrei Cheshvan, and she saw three times. Okay? Not a Vesas Kavua. So it's partial that this girl, between Shvat and Iyar, for sure the halacha is that she has to be Choshesh for Vesas Kavua until she's Okarit. And so in Sivan and Tammuz, she has to be Choshesh for that as well. So, What if she starts seeing now an av? Not in such a dramatic way that she starts seeing kovei aveset, but what happens is she begins to see on and off. And she sees three times, on and off, but not in a particular pattern. So if you take a look at the Taz, in Dibra Matzkel V'im Hari'iyos, I would say it's in Mem Gimel, halfway through, Dibra Matzkel V'im Hari'iyos. V'im Hari'iyos She'achar Avsok Ahem B'derech She'evsher Lassus Mehem Vesas Kagvua Kigon She'ein Hari'os Mechuvanos B'shove Oz Al Kolponim Mahani Asholosh Ri'iyos She'tiyah Mukzekes Dam Me'osasha V'dina Ki'isha She'ein Lo Veses. So the Taz claims that not only are we choshesh for this woman that has a veses kavua, we're not only choshesh for this woman that has a veses kavua, but what happens in this period, here, let's just put it down here, there's going to be the Taz versus the Shach. What happens if this woman now sees three times eina kavua? What's going to be the halacha? So once she sees three times, then there's room to say that this Akira, this time of the Akira, has been undone, right? Because the Akira only is significant when the Akira is consistent. The moment that she's a girl who saw consistently before, she did go through an Akira. But now she saw three times Eina Kavua, says the Taz, you'll have to be Choshesh as if it's a Vesa Sheina Kavua. You'll have to be Choshesh like that.
Why not after that stuff?
The chiddush is, even though there was a hafsaka, nevertheless, you still are choshish for it as a vesa sheina kavua. The Shach disagrees. The Shach says in Yud Aleph, in the Nekudas HaKesef, take a look at the Nekudas HaKesef, Ma shekos v'feresh divrei Rashbar of Gidol, dvarv nechonim. Avol ma shehela l'inyin dina, de tinokas sherosa shalosh pamim, chosheshes l'vesa sheina kavua, eina nirali klal. The fact that the Tinoka saw three times, you don't have to be choshish for Ves Shein Kavua. Dim Kain, Heich Kosav Rajva, Atuar Mechaber, Varama, Bestama, De Eina Choshesh, Leveses, Shein Kavua Klal. Because they say that you're not choshish at all. What were the opening lines of the Mechaber? The opening lines of the Mechaber were that you're not choshish at all. Where did we see that in the Mechaber? V'achfilu chazra liros polson os onashi lemuda liros ben eina choshashes, you're not choshashes. So the opinion of the Shach is that you're not choshesh at all, while the opinion of the Taz is that you are choshesh. Now I just want to be mayor, you can look it up yourself. You know how much I like the Shach. But at the end of the day, I think the Shach's right in the Nekudas HaKesef isn't 100% right from the Lashon of the Rashba. If you look up the source of all these halachos are the Torah Sabayis. If you look up the Torah Sabayis says you're not choshesh at all. The Torah Sabayis is talking about stam tinokes, before she's ever started seeing. Then he says you're not choshesh at all. But in this case, where she was already koveya for herself once, the fact that she had undergone an akira, but she starts seeing again, so then maybe then you're still choshesh for a vesa sheina kavua. According to the Shach, the halacha is that the only time you're going to be choshesh after an akira is if she creates a new vesa kavua. So according to the Shach, you need a vesa kavua for it to be choshesh again. According to the Taz, the only time you're going to be choshesh is, according to the Taz, you're going to be choshesh as long as she shows that she's starting to see again, and that she's oker the akira. You won't have to be choshesh for a vesas kavua, but a vesas sheino kavua, you would have to be choshesh for. Yes?
So according to the Shach, how does a woman who will never ever have a vesas kavua ever end up being choshesh?
That's right. According to the Shach,
she just has pubic hair and becomes 12 years old.
According to the Shach, as long as she is a tinoket, the halacha is that you have to be choshesh. Correct. Any clarification on this very difficult sif? Anything we need to go over? Good. Go ahead, Rav Yaakov.
If we understood correctly, in the Rashba quoted at the end of the Beis Yosef, or this is, it's mashma, he says that it, as long as you're not kovea, so shemit he says no chashash kla.
Okay, the Rashba that I looked up was, that I thought he was quoting, was a Rashba earlier. So it could be that there's another Rashba that he's being medayik from.
I think we understood that the whole Taz is going against the Beis Yosef. You say you're on the understanding Sukkah correctly.
Right. The Rashba that I looked up was, with the Taz quotes a Rashba in Dibra Maskel V'Mariyos, the Torah Sabayis Bei Zayin Reishar Gimel. In that Reishar Gimel, that wasn't that's the one that the Taz quotes.
It's also Reishar Gimel.
Okay, so if it's Reishar Gimel, it seems to me that that's talking about where there wasn't Kfiyas Vesas at all. Okay. Yes?
Did Rabbi give a reason for the Shach?
Yes, the Shach Svar is as follows. The moment in which you have an Akira, that's it. You ignore any type of Kfiyas you had originally. While according to the Taz, when you have an Akira, what that Akira says is that right now we ignore the previous the Vesas Kavua, but it's possible to resuscitate that previous Vesas. Okay, Sif Chavches. We now go from Tinokes to Zekenim. We go to something which is not Halacha L'maisa to something that is quite Halacha L'maisa. Menopause. Basically, this is a sugya of menopause. Says the Mechaber, Sif Chavches. V'chein zekena sha'avru alea shalosh onos, a zekena as well, that three onos passed mishiz kina, we're going to have to define, that we'll have in chavtes what that means, v'lo rasan, she didn't see, harezo misulekes damim, she's considered misulekes damim, v'eina chosheshes levesta harishon, and she no longer has to worry about her original vestas. As a rule, a ktana and zakena who do see, adds the Ramon, the parentheses, that she doesn't have to, they don't have to worry about a vesa shena kavua. For a mevin yavin, that's different to the case when she's maxic herself as a roa that the Taz spoke about previously. So bottom line, let's just crunch what we have up until now. A woman who qualifies as a zakena, which we're going to see in Sif Chavtes, is that you call her, she reaches this age, a morphic age, of when you would call her a grandmother, she wouldn't be insulted. So when she reaches this age, which we'll try to define a little bit, when she reaches this age, that her three onas passed and she didn't see, then she's a mesulekes damin, and then if she does see dam, you don't have to be choshesh at all for her re'ios. Okay. Let's see a little bit more about what the definition of this age is. Continues the Mechaber. Izui zekena. What qualifies zekena? Kol shezekena kol kach shiruya shekoren lo ima bifanel. She's reached an age that they call her ima. Then those days, ima didn't mean mother, it meant grandmother. Machma zekenusa. They call her the word ima, and clearly that's a connotation of her age. Ve'ena chosheshes. And she is not, she doesn't protest. She doesn't protest. Okay. Now the Taz adds the following. The Taz adds that this is a Gemara. Taz points out, let's see the Taz inside Sif Katan Memvav. The Beis Yosef Mevi Pluksa de Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Rabbi Zera Bebosha Ve'ena Makpedes. Here we're going to use the word Eina Choshesheth and Eina Makpedes interchangeably. Now we're talking, there's a Machlokis, what happens if she's embarrassed that she's not makpid. It seems to go as follows. If you would call a 40-year-old woman grandmother, so then she would protest verbally. And then there is, we've been in this situation before if we're human, and that is someone says something to us, we say, should I protest or should I not? Ah, you know, I'll let it go. Now there's some things that we object, and some things that we were bosha, but not that we were chosheshes, that we weren't makpid. So here we have the following. The Rambam Pasach K'man D'Omer Eino Makpedes. The Rambam Paskins like the Man D'Omer that she needs to be Eino Makpedes. In other words, that means that she doesn't verbally protest. Whether she's embarrassed or not, we don't know. She just doesn't protest. V'nirli midivri ator v'shulchan aruch shekotzvu eina choshesh. What does that mean, eina choshesh? Mashma dafka eina bosha. It means that she's not even embarrassed. In other words, the Taz learns that eina choshesh means that she's not embarrassed. That's how the Taz understands eina choshesh. She's not embarrassed. Memela, so if that would be so, it needs to be an older age. Lo mikri zekena, she's only called a zekena, el achlo tachush klal afilu v'derech busha. She doesn't even bother at all. Hainu l'chumra. So that means an older age. So let's say that the age of Makbet, the age of Choshesheth, is going to be the age of, again, this is not La'alach, I'm just giving you an example, that she is the age of 50. Bosha is that if she's Aina Bosha, if she's Aina Bosha, then that's 55. In other words, that's going to be the older age. So says the Taz, we paskin in the Gemara's Safek, the older age, which means that she's not going to be considered a Zakena until later on, to the point that she isn't even internally embarrassed. In other words, she's relaxed with being called a grandmother. What do you mean? The pashtus is that the Rambam is asking like the one who says that he's saying. Yeah, nachon.
And you have one on the board too, didn't know.
Right. Just to simplify, that's why I did it that way. Oh, so what comes out is that lahalacha is the oldest age possible for a woman to have a din of skeno. Yes.
Isn't this sif? Not. I don't know. Okay. Isn't this sif going according to the Tosfos? The Begol says that way. Tarsham says that way.
You're bothered that the Taz
seems like he's like a left stringer over here. Because everybody says this is going like Tosfos says plus in Yerushalmi.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't need to be Makkadah.
Right, there is a Yerushalmi that's not this way. Nachon.
And that's how Mamash and the Gros says this too. It's just cut in the above. So are we Makshiv this? I mean, are we Makshiv this Taz a lot?
Okay, so let's see in our booklet. Let's see in our booklet what comes out. So if you take a look, yes, you saw.
Rambam,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if she's Bosha or not, she's internally embarrassed, she doesn't protest, correct.
I'm sorry, I wrote Choshesh Makpedes, I meant to write Eina Makpedes.
That helps? Okay.
No, because Choshesh is Bosha.
Nachon. The way Taz learns Bosha. Nachon. I just miswrote it. Let's take a look at Rav Vosner's Psak on page Kufnun Dalad, which is the second to last page. Ulamaisa. Os Gimel. Ulamaisa nira de'ein bakiyam bazeh hayom l'kbo ashir zekena. He says, today, we're not bakui on deciding what is the shear zakena, the yeshe kvar achrei sheyesh neched rishon ein makbidos. There are some that are not makbid already after the first grandchild. The yesh shemakbidos ap acher kama nechadim. Very interesting. He says it's still not clear. Now, by the way, take a look at Rav Vosner's lashon. Yonatan. Might be happy, and that is that he seems to be using the lashon makbidos as opposed to bosha, right? He uses the lashon makbidos.
That would make. I'm on choshesh. I'm on tosfos. It doesn't matter if she's makbid or bosha at all.
Oh, you're.
Lobedai to tell him.
Okay. So that's all right. Tov. So he's the in between there. Okay, but either way, putting aside your ha'ara. So he says, "Ubimetzios yesh nashim shedmei mesulakim begil 45, v'yesherak begil 55 mesulakis legamri. Ubederech klal ein asiluk bo bebas achas el metchila ro veses kol beis chadashim v'achakach kol gimel chadashim." This is a very, very important point. Today, the way menopause generally works is that women don't stop seeing immediately. What happens is that they slowly begin to stop seeing. In other words, a woman who normally sees after a month will start seeing only every 2 months, and will start seeing only every 3 months. So therefore, that, how do you codify that age? And how do you codify that re'iyah? It's hard to know whether that's considered a misalekas damin. So Rav Vosner concludes, ve'ena kena bizman hashashu gil shishim, the silo kadam makdim u'kushiro etzal tofazu, mistama zehu silo kadamim. Ube'bei shloma, just a second, gam ken kosav, shechoshesh lifsok bizkena, dekoshel oriz din zekena kim bizkena mamish, vaday begil shishim v'chamesh v'shishim, efshar lodun kizekena. V'rak sha'al pi silo kadam levadi efshar lodun, kigom migil 40-45, shemaschil siluk hadamim. So Rav Vosner comes out like this. Rav Vosner says that the din zakena from other places in Shas is 60. Okay, if she already has begun to change her re'iyah at that time, then one could say that would qualify as a din misulekas damim. However, prior to that period of time, it's very hard to call someone a mesulekes damim as long as they're seeing every 2 or 3 months. However, there are going to be exceptions to the rule. For example, if it's clear that a woman has begun to, you know, she no longer is seeing, so then in such a case, then you don't have to be choshesh for a random re'iyah. The Tshuvas Panim Me'iros in Simin Yud Beis discusses a woman at the age of 53. He discusses a woman of 53 who has basically stopped seeing, and he gives her a din zakena. So Hayosim Izvarenu, this phenomenon of zakena is hard to qualify. A, the Taz Paskins, okay, Yonatan Shigrin, but the Taz Paskins, that the halacha is the latest age possible. A. B is, how do you look at a zakena that sees every 2 or 3 months? Well, how do you look at that? So bottom line is, Rav Vosner's conclusion is, that a woman prior to the age of 60, who hasn't shown extreme erratic re'iyah, will still have to be choshesh for her vestos even at that age. In other words, even in the 50s, one would have to be choshesh.
Even though she's once every 2 months, and she's going to be choshesh for an
right. That's how Rav Vosner seems to come out. I didn't find anybody that says anything different, except for this Tshuvas Panim Me'iros. The Tshuvas Panim Me'iros does say that he was talking about a case where a woman who had basically stopped her re'iyos at age 53, so then in such a case she has it in. So there, bottom line is that there's a judgment call. To use the more lenient position of zakena, to use the most lenient position of that she's ena makpedes, at the end of the day the Taz doesn't paskin that way. But at the same time, if she's a Rav sees that she already has come close to this period of zakena, so then, and her re'iyos are extremely erratic, so then in such a case she would already have a din zakena misalekas damim. But if she's just seeing every couple of months, so then in such a case she would not assume the din of zakena. Yes, Yisra.
So are we defining extremely erratic when a Rav Vosner is
more than 2 or 3 months?
Like just changing randomly?
The bottom line is, again, under the age of 60, even 2 or 3 months would not be enough. After the age of 60, if it's already erratic by 2 or 3 months, then it would already have the din. Not before the age of 60. Then I said it's a judgment call. And that's why I gave you the window that the Panim Me'iros does speak about a woman who stopped seeing at age 53. Yeah.
What does Rav Vosner do with the Trumas Hadeshin and the Shulchan Aruch and the Shacham Taz about the vessels of the Trumas Hadeshin? If a woman is not going to see until the 14th day of the month,
So we're not talking about the Trumas Hadeshin. We're talking about they have to be Choshish at all.
No,
but if that Trumas Hadeshin,
no,
you
Rebbe
might
said,
have to
Rebbe,
be done.
Rebbe said that it's Mashdaasa on a bin and she's going to be Choshish. But she only sees every 2 or 3 months.
Einochanami. Einochanami. I didn't know that you were talking about a case of the Trumas Hadeshin.
Ah,
if
okay,
you're talking about a case of Trumas Hadeshin, I'm asking. Yeah. Siflami. Chosra v'rasa. Dina kedin tinokesh lo egiyaz manor liros. If she once again sees, once she had a din of Zkena, so then it has a din of Tinokesh lo egiyaz manor liros, and then in such a case, we don't have to be choshesh. Sif lamed aleph. Chosra liros ba'onos ktanos. Shehoisa limuda liros roa behen. Chosra l'kviusa rishon. If she starts seeing a re'iyah again, this zekena, in the manner that she was seeing previously. So then she goes back to her kviyas rishon. Im vesas haflaga, chazon kadmusa. So let's say she has 2 riyas that match vesas kavua she had previously. Im tia haflaga kemoshe es lemuda tchila. Vim b'shar vestos, and when it comes to shar vestos, afilu b'pam achas, chazeres l'kadmusa. Even once she goes back to her original state, Shari Nizgala Shadilu Garishon Losila Gummi Ela Mikre. So the what has been revealed is that what had happened previously, the break that we described, that Zakena Shavrala Shaloshanos, just like we learned in regards to Tinoket, that she could have an Akira or Rios, we thought that a Zakena is going to have the same thing. Zakena is going to have the same thing. 3 onas pass, so then in such a case, then she's mocked herself as not being a roa. But what happens if she sees again once? So then we say, Shari Nizgala Shadila Garishna Silatami Ela Mikra Ubazeh Chomur Dinazgena Medina Ktanish Logias Manaliros. What that means is as follows. In order for a Tinokas to come back to have a Din Roa, she needs to do what? She needs to see 3 times. She needs to see 3 times. When it comes to a zakena, so there she doesn't need to see 3 times. As long as she sees once, so then in such a case, she's undone. The zakena she'avra la shalosh onos, and once she sees once in a normal fashion, she goes back to her din of a roa. Now, what's the svara? Very beautifully. Or makar, maybe not svara, the makar. The makar is the Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, that the Gemara expressly delineates when it comes to a tinokes and says, when she just sees on cheshvan, if that's all she does, she just sees on cheshvan, says the Gemara, dayashaita. What does dayashaita mean? It means that no significance in what she saw. It doesn't have a din vestos. She has to see 3 times, to which we then constructed our 90 of Re'ios. More simply, would she be, she would just sing on Cheshvan, on Kislev and Teves. So then she needs to see 3 times. The Gemara expressly writes that. Explains the Beis Yosef that when it comes to Zakena, the Gemara never asks that question. If the Gemara never asks the question, says the Beis Yosef, that means if she sees once after the Akira, after the 90 days, the halacha is going to be that we are choshesh again. So, what emerges is that basically, to summarize, Zakena and Tinokes start off as very similar halachas, in the sense that a Zakena, just like a Tinokes, saw. Zakena saw because she's been seeing her whole life. A Tinokes, when she sees 3 times, she loses her status in the Mesulek Zom. So both of these women started out, when it came to Iyar, both of them had a status of Roa. Both of these women, both a Zakena and a Tinokes, if they pass 3 onos, then that's what we call an Akira, and now they have a din of Mesulek Zom. For a Tinokes, that means she goes back to her original status of Mesulek Zom, and for a Zakena, what that means is she now assumes the identity of Mesulek Zom. And here there's a difference between the two. That's the last line of the Mechaber in Sif Lamed Aleph. And that is that when it comes to a Zakena, if she sees once, automatically then we're going to be Choshesh. However, when it comes to a tinokes, then the halacha is going to be different. Okay. It's later than we thought. It took a while to cheshbon 90 days. Maybe what we'll do is we'll stretch out, unless you convince me otherwise, we'll stretch out Vestos for a couple more days. And we'll stop over here. And what we'll do is we'll start Maroz Dam on Monday. Okay, so we'll wrap up together. So you'll do Chazara. We'll wrap up together. We'll pick up with Sif Lamed Beis through Lamed Dalet. We'll do that on Thursday. So Thursday will be a shorter shir. And then we'll start Maroz Dam, Bezer Hashem, on Monday. Bezer Hashem.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shukah.
Thank you.